fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
So yeah, as Jody was just talking about, we're talking today about Donate Life Week, which is a key part of the Australian government's national program to increase organ and tissue donation and transplantation outcomes in Australia. So this Donate Life Week is all here and all about encouraging more West Australians to register as organ and tissue donors and to have conversations with our families and friends about it. It's we're very excited to have in the studio with us Dr. Simon Towler, Acting State Medical Director from Donate Life. Welcome to Fitter Happier.
Good morning. Thank you for the welcome. It's great to be here and the music's fantastic.
Yeah, the music has been amazing.
Of course it's amazing. Good music here from Mudich Mag. Before we go into discussion, obviously for Aboriginal people, donating of organ parts is not only a mystery but probably a no-no. Yeah, so obviously a challenge for your challenge. Work in the Aboriginal community. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here. I'm happy to talk about the challenges.
Okay, let's talk about these challenges. What do you do?
So I'm currently working as the State Medical Director of the West Australian part of the Donate Life National Network. Donate Life WA is responsible for managing organ and tissue donation from people who've families have consented to organ and tissues being donated to support people who are in need of organ replacement or tissues for a number of things, including things like surgery, people that have their eyes fixed, and it's been very effective. And we're really, really grateful to everybody who makes the effort to make a decision, register themselves on the organ donor register. Because what we know now is if you've registered on the organ donor register and your family is faced with the really big challenge of somebody asking you, would the person have wanted to be an organ donor, if they've made a statement before, then we get consent rates for organs to be donated of over 90%, and it's a really really transforms the success of the organ donor program. If people haven't thought about it, there are people living in our community who have organ failure, and for many of them, particularly those with heart and lung disease and liver disease, without a transplant they will die. And often some of them will die quite quickly if they get an acute illness affecting their heart or lungs. We're very fortunate with kidneys, which are one of the most common organs to be donated, that you can be on dialysis. And sadly, there are quite a lot of Aboriginal people on dialysis. But you can be supported on dialysis for quite a long time. But the quality of life is much better if you have a successful organ transplant. And we're very fortunate in WA because the organ transplant programs are very successful by international standards. And people can have confidence if they do receive an organ transplant, they're likely to do quite well.
Simon, it used to be the case quite a few years ago, didn't it, that you had to opt out of donating organs, whereas now, you know, when you get your licence renewed, you have to actually opt in. Did that drop the numbers?
No, so we've never really had an opting out program in Australia. It's always been an opt-in process.
Okay.
And in fact, the organ donor registry forms the absolute backbone to having a proper opt-in system. Because what it means is somebody's had to think about it. It's not really a consent register because we don't have the signatures, but they've made a very clear statement that I want to be an organ donor. I've been practicing intensive care medicine in Western Australia now for nearly 30 years. When I started in Western Australia at Royal Perth in 1986, we were very nervous about raising the issue of organ donation because it wasn't a common conversation. I would say now that about 50% of the persons who are in this position, where the family is actually saying to me, my loved one wanted to be an organ donor, can you help that to happen? So the conversation is shifting, but it is still by far the best. If you want to think about being an organ donor, look at the material, and Donate Life has lots of material. But if you register on the National Organ Donor Registry, then we now know that a very high proportion of those people will be able to be donors if the tragic circumstances which lead to their death actually occur.
So it's all about having that conversation. And I know it's starting with the younger people starting to talk about it. I know one of my kids' schools was involved in the Donate Life writing competition, where all the kids would sit down and they'd write a story about the importance of, you know, donating, and it was fact or fictional, and a great process for them to be in. And I think we can learn a lot from our kids, but it's great that they're learning at such a young age, because unless you have that conversation, people aren't aware.
a lot of the really impressive posters for this year's Donate Life Week, which goes from the 28th of the month through to the 4th of August, is actually pictures of little children who've had liver transplants. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely transformational. They have a great life quality after the transplant, and without it, they won't last for very long at all. So it's really good to see kids really identifying with other children who've had a successful transplant and really starting to think about it.
How does WA compare in organ donation numbers?
So numbers go up and down from year to year. We had a lowish rate last year, which was a bit unfortunate, down around about 16 donors per million population, which is about the level that, or is the way we describe it. But some of the work of Donate Life this year and the involvement of some of the intensive care units, and most organ donation comes from intensive care units and tertiary hospitals, Royal Perth, Charles Gardner, from Fiona Stanley and from Perth Children's Hospital. We've seen this year, particularly with the work that's been going on, that the numbers have picked up. Obviously, that represents, in each of those cases, there's been some tragedy. I think part of the issue with organ donation is that some of the conditions which result in a person dying, we're actually getting better and better at treating them. You may have heard of what's called stroke thrombectomy, where they go and take the clots out of the blood vessels going to the brain when a person has a stroke. Many of those people would previously have ended up with very severe brain injuries, and a proportion of them became organ donors. And in fact, the commonest conditions leading to organ donation are severe brain injuries or brain diseases.
Mm. We're talking to Dr. Simon Towler, Acting State Medical Director from Donate Life. Look, we said earlier about the challenges. I mean, there are so many sick Aboriginal people, and all the social indicators will tell you that we've got strong, these sorts of chronic illnesses. How do we then, what's your strategy around encouraging First Nations people of Western Australia to think about organ transplant or organ donations? How do you go about that?
So Donate Life is not directly involved with the transplant conversation.
Okay.
We support the transplant units. We do know, though, that, I mean, particularly in Western Australia, a number of my colleagues, people like Dr. Mark Thomas, Dr. Ashley Irish, Dr. Harry Moody, who are renal physicians, have very substantial numbers of Aboriginal people with long-standing renal disease, and they do walk them through this conversation and do talk about the opportunities for transplant. And in fact, a substantial number of Aboriginal people, if suitable, do have organ transplants and do quite well. It appears to me, from my experience, that Aboriginal people are quite happy to accept a transplant, which is really good because, I mean, they have a much higher rate of kidney disease. Nearly end-stage renal disease or renal failure in Aboriginal people runs at about 12 times the rate of the rest of the community, which is an absolute tragedy. The question, though, of discussing with Aboriginal people about donation, I think that's a long and challenging conversation. I mean, there are lots of cultural norms. And part of my point about Australia has not tended to move towards an opting out model is largely based on the fact that we really do need to have the conversation with people before you would even consider it.
We certainly do. Yes, we have listeners from Noongar Radio and a lot of listeners here that are hearing for the first time a lot of the issues that we're facing in our community.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yeah, we've been concentrating on stolen wages today and we have a guest talking about that. But this is a big challenge for us. I think our health is a big challenge. I mean, you're talking to a chronically ill person now who's got asthmatic and all sorts of issues. We're members of the endangered species in this country. So there are some challenges for you. So it's good to hear what you're doing. We need to think more about it, Jodie, too, of how we encourage our listeners and how we talk to our people.
And I think Simon's hit the nail on the head. It's all about having that conversation.
Yeah.
And it's fine to kind of think, you would want an organ to be available if you were the one who actually needed it. So we've got to start that conversation amongst our mob. And remember that Donate Life Week is Sunday the 28th of July until the 4th of August. It's a key part of the Australian Government's national program to increase organ and tissue donation and transplant outcomes in Australia. And I would like to get people to Google Donate Life because there is a whole section about Aboriginal resources and covers really important issues for our mob about the facts about organ and tissue donation and deciding to donate, having that conversation, having you know, have you had a yarn with your mob about organ and tissue donation? Some really good resources there, posters for the workplace, fact sheets. So do get on, start talking about it, and you never know, that organ donation could save somebody's life or could save your life.
Good on you. Okay, thank you so much.
It's interesting that Ken Wyatt was the federal minister responsible for Donate Life until very recently.
Wow.
And I know Ken quite well, and we have had a couple of conversations about this, and I think it would be good to yarn some more about it.
Good on you.
It would be really excellent.
Excellent.
Thank you for coming into the studio.
Dr. Simon Towler, Acting State Medical Director from Donate Life. So look it up and find out some more. Let's have some music.